Radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I know I did. It was a ton of fun. Crazy weather, fun times. It's nice to be back in the Cumulus, back in my office, back in my room back here. Glad everybody's here listening on this great Monday. I'm going to turn my headphones up. Hold on a second. There we go. Got all kinds of stuff. I'm used to being out at the fair. Got my computer going here. All this stuff. We're good to go. Hitting all my buttons. All right. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. And we do it right here in the studio. 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Crazy stuff. Getting ready to start, folks. We are close to having college football. We're close to having professional football. Baseball is going to town. You still have Kevin Durant rumors. You have all these things going on. One guest today, 5 o'clock, Randy Wehofer. Going to give him a call. He's going to, we'll see what is happening with the iCubs, with the big Cubs, and what's in store. So we'll take care of that. Want to, as always, before we get started, to thank my sponsors of the show, Northwest Bank, Heritage Building Maintenance, Demos, Palmer Group, iCubs, and Woodman Controls. So, just to get kind of started a little bit here, I guess I should tell you too, Twitter's at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and the website is 1700thechamp.com. I'll get the shows that we've done going all the way back. I think I had two left before I went on vacation, and we had the two at the fair. So I will get those all up. You can check those out at the website. You can go to Audio Boom or wherever you download your podcasts. Okay, I think I got so Palmer Group, Woodman Controls, iCubs, DMOS, Heritage Building Maintenance, Northwest Bank. Got them all. And the Iowa State Fair. Let me touch on that first. I got to do the show live out there with Scott, who will be in here tomorrow for Thursday and Friday. We had a blast. Crazy weather. Thursday was a piece of cake. You know, it was a beautiful day. Things went really well. We were rolling and having a blast. Got to watch a couple of acts out there. It was just a ton of fun. And then you have Friday, started out okay, then we had a little bit of rain, and then we had some storms, and we had some, I don't even know how to explain it. I could explain it to you as a property manager that I am, that it was crazy what happened to, you know, some of the areas in town, what happened to cars. I can do it as a father. I had my middle son, Andrew, who's been on the show before. He was at his business out in West Des Moines. And I mean, I can't even explain to you what the body of his car looks like. It looks like somebody got really mad at him and just took baseballs and smacked him on there. It was crazy. A lot of flooding happened, just a lot of rain in a short amount of time. Kudos. So some kudos going out just to people that were helping everybody, helping all around the area. You know, the good Samaritans, come on. It is such a great thing. You had some instances in the fairgrounds. One of the workers in one of the places had a tong in his hand. And when we were talking about the lightning strikes as we were doing the show, I mean, you could see the flash of lightning, and then you could hear the thunder. And the last one, there was just a flash, but man, it went right away. I mean, it shook all of us. I mean, it shook the building. We had a little small wooden building out there. Once again, thank you for that, and thank you for everybody for all you did for everybody at the fair. Interesting thing, though. So after that, it cleared up, and the ability of Iowa State Fair workers and individuals getting so people could go into, you know, you could go in and get your food still, and you could do that even with all that rain. And I do believe Disturbed got their show in, and everything was great. Keith Urban then came on. I think Keith Urban was Saturday. Carrie Underwood was last night. Heard they were both outstanding. Saturday they broke a day record. The most people in one day ever, 128,380, something like that. Had Gary Slater on the show. Want to thank Gary again. Thought I would try to drop. I know he wants to get some rest, but I thought I might drop him a text or an email today, or when I get home, to see if he wants to come do a wrap up. I get it that he's had enough, but it'd be something really fun to talk about, because I think it was a great fair. Didn't get to be out there as much as we normally are, but the time we did spend out there, we just had a blast. So once again, I want to thank Gary, Brooks Reynolds, JR's South Pork Ranch. Had breakfast there, had dinner there, had drinks there. A great place. We spent a ton of time at the bar sitting and watching people at Jalapeno Pete's. I want to thank them. They were awesome as well. There's just so many things and so many things to do. But and for everybody else, I mean, if you talk to, you always have to talk to them about, hey, you know, do we have much trouble? You know, usually it's either drunken, disorderly, someone getting in a fight. It didn't seem to, not a lot of talk about it. So if there wasn't very much talk about it, it probably didn't happen. So all of that's great. It was a fun time. I'm glad it's only once a year. I don't think I could constantly keep doing that, you know, like every 3 or 4 months. So once a year for those 11 days, we'll take it. And it's something that we can be very proud of. This is a sports show. So, I mean, we have football coming up. It's getting close. We'll talk about that. You got baseball on the stretch run. Once again, we'll talk to Randy Wehofer today at 5, and we'll get our baseball fix. I got just a bunch of stuff to talk about, of things that happened this weekend and in sports, and just in the last couple of weeks. We have high school football coming up this Friday. Some huge games. What did I have on here? Southeast Polk Dowling, Valley Waukee Northwest, Indianola Ankeny Centennial. Those are all playoff football teams. So you're going to get it started. You're going to get it started right away. And here we go. Goodness. I was trying to think of you know, if what the biggest news of the weekend, you know, or today even, you know, what popped out there, you know, and what's, you know, so if you go on to CBS News right now, one of the things that kind of hurts from us, I do believe he's going to get another chance to punt. Matthew Hawk got let go by the Buffalo Bills today. They drafted another punter, and that's, you never want to see that. You know, his family, we're friends, but I think he's going to be fine. I think the biggest news from, you know, sports and gave people a lot to talk about today is you had the MMA fight. It was I don't want to get it wrong. So it was Edwards and Usman were fighting. Usman winning the bout. I think it was in the fifth round. I think he was ahead on all cards. He was ahead on all rounds, and Edwards gave him a leg kick in the upper shoulder, neck, head area, and knocked him out with like 1 minute left in the bout. A huge upset. some sports betting people made some money and some sports betting people lost some money. That's what you have happen. So, you know, that was big. We'll talk a little bit about that fight. And just how, you know, just how you can't tell with some of these fights sometimes that, I mean, it's that quick can happen. One little mistake, you swing and you miss and you get locked down. And it's what it is. If you look at numbers and you look at betting and TV ratings, UFC has taken over. I mean, I think it's surpassed boxing unless it's a great heavyweight fight. You know, there's just not a lot out there anymore. It doesn't have that same appeal. I remember growing up, still in college, and you had in like a 18-month period, you had Thomas Hearns, Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, all fighting each other, and they were all at the top of everything, and everybody was moving up and down, and they were monster fights. And you know, now you get that, but you don't get it in boxing. You get it in UFC. So, talking about UFC, that was probably the other big story. So Dana White, you know, he's a spokesman. He's the guy, right, for UFC. They're going through and he's doing something with Gronk and you know, they're kind of side talking during matches and everything. So you could listen to him, which was a great idea. Anytime that you can get Gronk on anywhere, he's that guy. Right. And I still think he's going to end up playing football this year, but if he doesn't, he has a career in anything he wants to do. And one of the things I always say this about Gronk as well, you know, he plays up to that guy. He's not that guy. Everybody that knows him knows he's not that guy. His family knows he's not that guy. But he plays up to that guy. And the most interesting thing about Gronk when you talk to people is the only money that he spent since he was in the NFL was money that he made outside of football. If you believe everything that's said, every check that he's ever had has gone to the bank and it's just sitting in there. So that takes away some of the criticism. But he was talking, so it was Dana White and it was Gronk and they were doing a podcast during the bouts and fights. And Dana White said that before Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, that he had worked out He was in process of working out a deal that would have got Tom Brady and Gronk to the Las Vegas Raiders. And that John Gruden, he had Mark Davis, and Mark Davis hasn't denied it today. Dana White hasn't said, he's like, listen, I don't care what it happened. It was out there. Gronk said exactly how it happened. Tom Brady hasn't said anything. He just came back from, I do believe was a mandatory family vacation for going back on his word and playing football. I think that's what he was doing while he was gone for that week. You know, some people made a big deal about that, but to be really honest with you, if you're a starting quarterback, even if you're the top backup quarterback, I mean, you might be getting two series in these first couple of games, and you're getting nothing in these last ones. So. But anyway, said he had it all said and done and John Gruden didn't want them. If you know John Gruden, I think John Gruden is an amazing person. I think he's a mastermind at what he does, but what comes with that mastermind, and it's no different than Dana White. It's no different from a lot of these guys. He has a big ego and he wanted the Raiders to win because of him, not because of somebody else. It's what it sounds like. And I understand that, I guess, to a certain extent. Coaches get lucky sometimes and unlucky in others. Sometimes it's not their fault when they lose, and it is the reason they're winning is because of them. There's a lot of times that, you know, winning is the team and they get all the credit, and when it's losing, it is the team and they take none of the blame. You get a little bit of all that, but John Gruden didn't want anything to do with it. And John Gruden had Mark Davis's ear more than Dana White did. But for all of you out there that think that maybe Dana White's just a blowhard, or you think that, you know, any of those things that you might think of Dana White, he's a marketing genius. He's good at what he does. He's had times where stuff's happened and they've been in a little bit of trouble, and he digs them out. He's that guy. And in a marketing sense, you know, there are special people out there. He happens to be one of them. Elon Musk is one of them. Jeff Bezos is one of them. That's why they make so much money, because they can make people money. And they can make their investors money, and that's why they're out there, and it means something, and that's what people are looking for. They want someone to run their organizations or run their leagues that they can connect with people, and they make this happen. One of the things we'll talk about today, you know, you had a couple more, a little teeny movements of people about some of the NCAA stuff. That's the same thing. You have these commissioners of these conferences are in that right now. They're trying to be Elon Musk. They're trying to be Dana White. They're trying to figure out a way to get themselves in front of everybody else and do it quickly. We got plenty more of that to talk about, plenty other stuff to talk about as well. Once again, Randy Wehofer's coming in, iCubs VP and assistant GM. He's coming in at the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to talk baseball. I got plenty more. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM.
Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Monday. Hope everybody's having a great day. Please, you're getting to be at that point. It's about 421, 422. If you're driving home, be safe. Drive safe. I want to get everybody home. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Tonight, I got to get there. I printed that out, and I don't remember what I did with my printout. What did I do? I'll have to read it from here. Let's see. We have... Yes. That's wrong. It's great to be back this week on The Champ. Here we go. Monday, tonight, 6:10, first pitch, pregame. You won't get a pregame. Minnesota Twins, Texas Rangers. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the Astros come into town. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they go to San Francisco. And next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is the Twins with the Red Sox. And next Thursday is Penn State at Purdue. The first college football game is a week from this Thursday, 6:30 pregame. And I have a list. I printed off a list today. I definitely think I left that one at work. That lists the number of college football games that we have coming up on the station this year. And it's a really good situation that we have going on with college football. And as always, we are a Kansas City Chief affiliate, so you will hear that. And we are a UNI Panther affiliate, so you will hear UNI Panther football games as well. This segment, and this is, we'll get back into this one here. It's kind of, this was exciting. So I got a immediate release today. And it just so happens the immediate release came from Des Moines Orthopedic, DMOS. And it kind of goes like this. I'm very excited. Des Moines Orthopedic Surgeons is excited to take the next step toward providing elite sports medicine services for Central Iowa, on September 1st, 2022. Engineered for Performance will become Engineered Performance by DMOS. The state-of-the-art training and performance centers have three locations to serve athletes of all ages and ranges of performance. They have one in Ankeny in the Prairie Trail District at 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway. They also have one in Grimes at the Grimes North Sports Complex, 1220 Northeast Station Crossing. And the last one is in Huxley. It's 302 Campus Drive in Huxley. Engineer Performance by DMOS, an exceptional opportunity to become the leader in elite sports rehabilitation and performance training in Central Iowa. Our integrated team of physicians, physical therapists, and performance specialists are here to help you achieve greatness, said Nicholas Honkamp, MD, Board President of DMOS. Engineer Performance was born out of the frustration of the Midwest limited athletic performance training opportunity. As athletes, we have been through the system. Cookie cutter programs are less than professional weight training programs with no objective outcomes. That's not what we're looking for. As they shorten this out, E4P was designed to provide a specific functional training program for all athletes. We're honored to join the DMOS team of professionals. DMOS will allow us to evaluate our current mission with full service orthopedic sports medicine and sports performance opportunities that allow us to better serve the athletes in Central Iowa, stated Joey Glenn, founder of Engineered for Performance. There you go. Big day for DMOS, a big day for us as people that have children ourselves. Walking at the fair and traveling on a plane and all of this stuff, my body is a mess right now. And, you know, just state fair walking and all of that. I got to get back, in the groove here. So as always, DMOS being a big part of that. I want to thank from Melissa for sending that. And we'll talk more about it as the week goes on. I am here all week this week, except for I have Thursday off. I had something come up on Thursday, and I can't miss, so I'll take care of that. But other than that, it is full go because it is football time. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott on Tuesday, and then he may come in Wednesday or Friday. I don't know, but we'll do especially Tuesday. Wednesday, we'll really do some high school football stuff, and then Friday, we'll do some high school football stuff as well. Got some phone calls out, try to get some coaches, some athletic directors to come on and talk about the upcoming season, which, you know, maybe is as close to back to normal, hopefully, as we can remember. I don't know if we ever get fully back to normal after everything, but I'm thinking we're pretty close. So once again, just so I can remind everybody, Randy Wehofer, Iowa Cubs VP and Assistant General Manager, is coming on today at 5 o'clock, and we will talk some iCubs baseball, some Chicago Cubs baseball, and some Major League Baseball, and we'll see what Randy has going on. Just to move on with some other things. I talked a little bit about Tom Brady going to the Las Vegas Raiders. Also talked a little bit that I think he had to have mandatory. Here's one of those things that Tom Brady is one of the most powerful sports athletes in the world. Probably just his brand and himself puts him up there, you know, taking the sports part of it even out of that, right? There's always a couple of things that people forget about Tom Brady. Number one, Giselle is a bona fide superstar, model, billionaire, and Tom Brady's not. So Tom Brady loves the competition of playing football. And I think every time he gets close to retiring, he's thinking that he can have something that can take that over to do afterwards. That is the biggest issue that most, not even the greatest athletes, just athletes in general, once they're out of the spotlight, once they're out of the game, that's the hardest thing because that's what got them going every day. I think this little vacation that he had away from the team and everything was her saying, yeah, we're leaving and we're going where you don't have your phone and you can't do anything and we're going to enjoy the children and family and who knows where they went. But it was kind of funny because it was like, well, you know, maybe Tom needed to Tom didn't need to recharge. Tom had to go do his other duties in life, which happens to be being a husband and a father as well. So kudos to him for doing that. This is the little football, just a little football thrown in there. So today, the Carolina Panthers today named Baker Mayfield their starting quarterback for the first game in the NFL season. Well, they named him a starting quarterback. Now, there's a whole bunch of fun little tidbits in this. So last year they traded for Sam Darnold. They needed a quarterback. Sam Darnold started out really well. I think the play calling was really good. And Carolina had that thing that happens to some teams that just sometimes can't get out of their own way. They got a little nicked up. They lost some confidence. And they just couldn't finish games. Either couldn't finish games or didn't start games well. Sam Darnold, you know, rejuvenated, but I still think the Carolina Panthers are like, okay, that was the best he was going to get us. It wasn't the toughest first three game schedule. What are we going to do? Okay, Baker Mayfield is available. Baker Mayfield, if you throw everything away, and see, here's what you have with both of these quarterbacks, and this is what's wrong. Even in a multi hundreds of billion dollar industry, the National Football League, you still have people that are billionaires running these football teams that have no idea in the world what they're doing. The New York Jets had Sam Darnold. He was a good quarterback. He was a good quarterback in college. Same thing is happening to Justin Fields. Same thing happened to Baker Mayfield. You went to a team. General manager didn't know what he was doing. The head coach didn't know what he was doing. The defensive coordinator and the offensive coordinator didn't know what they were doing. Baker Mayfield had no shot when he came. Sam Darnold had no shot when he came. They were changing offensive and defensive coordinators every other day. And all of these things happen. So here's the biggest, if you're a Cleveland Brown fan, you may want to shut the radio off for a second. Here's one of the biggest Cleveland Brown things of all Cleveland Brown things. So, who do the Carolina Panthers play the first game of the season? They play the Cleveland Browns. In dealing Baker Mayfield to the Carolina Panthers, the Cleveland Browns had to pay. Well, they're pretty much paying all but $500,000 of it, or they had to pay $500,000 of his salary in this game. So if Baker Mayfield beats the Cleveland Browns are paying Baker Mayfield to beat them. Now, I've had this conversation with Scott. I've had this conversation with my sons. I've had this conversation with a bunch of football people. In talking about Baker Mayfield, here's what Baker Mayfield has been the best at. Promoting Baker Mayfield. He promoted himself to a Heisman Trophy. He promoted himself to get drafted into the NFL. He's promoted himself the entire, even after going through the hell that he went through for those first couple of years with lunatic coaches and offensive coordinators and players and all of that. Baker Mayfield got them to the playoffs. After all of that, he got them to the playoffs. He played hurt. He played hard. But you still had people say, okay, if he was only on the TV 55 times during the night doing commercials, but was only on there for like 15, would he be a better quarterback? I don't know. I don't know what his practice habits are, but that's what everybody... that's what everybody takes a look at and says, well, the reason that he's not a good quarterback in the NFL, well, that's not true. He's not a great quarterback. I don't think anybody ever thought he was going to be a great quarterback. He's undersized, doesn't have the strongest arm, doesn't make the best decisions. But when the game's on the line, he loves it. He loves it. He thrives on that. You can win football games with somebody like that. I think his biggest issue was is he got beat up so bad those first 3 years and then played hurt and not sitting out, because that's just him. It's his guys. It's his team. He didn't want to do that. It probably cost him. It probably cost him a lot of money. It's going to cost him some of his career. But there were all kinds of naysayers that he's going to go to Carolina. He's going to be a backup quarterback. He's going to be a nuisance. And they're going to get rid of him. And none of those happen. You only hear good things of him being there. You haven't seen him on TV at all. He's down there. He's doing his thing. He's doing it quietly. He's not talking. He's not doing any of that. And he's going to be the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. Now, does that mean the Carolina Panthers are going to win some football games? I believe they are. They're a talented team. I think Matt Rhule is a good coach. I just don't know if Matt Rhule is a good coach for the NFL. And I think the reason that Matt Rhule might not be a great coach for the NFL is that he still takes the game. I'm going to full on here. My kids went to Dowling. I'm a huge Coach Wilson fan, professionally, personally. One of the things, Coach Wilson runs a tight ship. But every single person that sits in that room that coaches with him understands they have a job to do, understands that they have responsibilities. They have to stand up for those responsibilities, and they all have to work together like a well-oiled machine, or that doesn't work. And I heard something right before sound off last night is Dowling Catholic won 7 high school titles in a row. 7. Did they have the best athletes in the state in all 7 of those years? No. But they won 7 titles in a row in 5A. That barely happens in smaller schools, let alone 5A. 4A then, 5A now. When you go to college football practice, when you get to see some of that up close and in person, the head football coach is the CEO. But he has to trust the people that they have. And that's one of the things that the Cleveland Browns did not have. They didn't have a CEO on the football field, and it cost Baker Mayfield. And that's too bad, because I think Baker Mayfield's a good kid. He just doesn't know how to get out of his way sometimes. But that's the difference in the NFL. We'll talk about that as we move through the season. What kind of coach? What do they do? How do they act? It's wins and losses. That's what's going to happen. You're listening to Scene on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Be right.
Hi. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Connect with Steen on sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Hope everybody's having a great day. Nice to get back in the saddle in studio. It was awesome to get back to the real job today and just get going. I mean, we got stuff going on, and it was nice to just get back in a routine. Wow. For all of us, right? So, well, hold on. Hold that thought. You're listening to Steen on Sports. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We're trying to give you your sports, your news, your way every day. Right here at Steen on Sports on Twitter, at 1700 The Champ, and Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Can't forget to do that. I'm gonna hit my sponsor here in just a second. But routine, right? We're all looking. We all are routine driven. And now we're getting ready for back to school. It's going to be happening here pretty quick. all these things going on, and it gets you back in a routine. It just makes things so much easier when you're not, or when, you know, just I haven't been home for a while. And when we were home, we were running around doing stuff. We had all these things going on. We wanted to get to the fair. Oh, I can't wait tonight. My beautiful wife, Jennifer, and Nana, who I got to hang out with in San Jose and loved it. We are all just trying to get back into that routine, right? She's like, what do you want for supper? I'm like, anything but fair food. I had enough. I need something plain and bland tonight because, wow, could you get some stuff at the fair? Once again, Gary Slater, rock star, great job. He's already planning. He's already probably has next year planned. That's how good him and his staff are. Once again, I'm going to try to text him. He may have got out of Dodge, say, man, I need some time away. I get it. I believe that. But see if he can come in maybe sometime this week and talk a little bit about the fair and what his thoughts were, what was great, what wasn't, and what to look forward to next year. Maybe we can make that happen. Getting back to routines, right? So we want to try to have, you know, have that happen. One of the routine that you need to do, but you don't have to worry because these guys are always in their routine. Happens every day. It's Northwest Bank. It's commitment that you can bank on. They have convenient banking services. They have debit and ATM. They have benefits of private banking. You can meet their private bankers. They have personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, insurance. They have locations in Ankeny, locations in Omaha, locations all over in Northwest Iowa. I want to get this out there just because it is a bank. They are going to be closed on Monday, September 5th. So that would be a week. Is it 2 weeks from today or a week from today? That'd be nine. I bet it is. I think it's 2 weeks from today. They will be closed for Labor Day. And all their online and mobile stuff is all available. Only thing I think banks always want you to realize that if you make transactions and you don't hit their cutoff times, mobile deposits, that's 3 p.m. All other is 6 p.m. On September 2nd. If you don't hit that, the stuff probably won't be in your account and won't get processed until that Tuesday, September 6th. So just know that if you gotta realize it's Memorial Day weekend coming up in 2 weeks, you have to realize that and you have to take advantage of that. But that's the commitment, right? There's another way to see the commitment you can bank on. Man, that's giving you notice. You know, this is what you have to do. It's getting you back in that routine, and that's just one of those things. Great staff, the ability to take care of all your issues. And knowing that you can trust and count on them, once again, that's the commitment that you can bank on. Member FDIC, Northwest Bank, really, really, really great bank. Okay, so we talked a little of Tom Brady. We've talked a little bit about, you got 12 days till Iowa State, right around in that area there. I have so many different things. One of the big ones today, because I'm gonna spend some time in that 5:20 hour, maybe talking a little. Well, the 5 o'clock hour, we're gonna talk baseball because I got Randy Wehofer coming in. Then we may talk some high school football and maybe, you know, just take a quick look at Iowa CMU and South Dakota State University of Iowa. There was just some odds and ends today that I saw out there. Here's one. And I touched on this at the fair, but I don't know. I mean, I think when I touched on it, it also was when we were having all these storms. So Ava and Amy Jones got to return to Kansas last week to start doing their rehabilitation at home. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers. That's a horrific thing that happened. Not only were you critically injured, you lost a father and a husband and a friend, and you're trying to bounce back. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers for those guys, because it's a big deal. One of the biggest stories last week was Deshaun Watson. In the last couple of weeks, Now, getting into a routine, right? Here's one of the things that, and it's just partially us as fans, partially media driven, a lot. Professional athletes, actors, actresses, political people, they get so much TV time that they probably think they're above it all and more important than a lot of other people. And I think Deshaun Watson's first speak after everything was done was textbook. It, like, he read a script, he knew what the script was, and then he did the one thing that we all say, you can't do this, but, you know, we kind of get emboldened and think, you know what? I didn't like, no, I'm going to say what I want to say. And, you know, he was saying that he doesn't think he has a problem and he doesn't think he did anything wrong. Well, one of the big things when all of this was said, you know, everybody talked about the $5 million fine, which is, he just signed a guaranteed $235 million contract. Probably not that big a deal. But another thing in there is that he had to go to counseling. Now, I'm not a counselor, but I'm going to play one on the radio here for just a second. And I apologize for all you counselors out there. This is radio and it's my radio show, so I get to do it just for a teeny bit. I'm not going to embarrass anybody. But as a counselor, I'm thinking that after listening to him give his first and his I'm sorry, and that was textbook. Yay, that's what I want to hear. The next 20 minutes of him and the Haslams all saying that it's a bunch of who and no way, and I didn't do anything wrong. As a counselor, that worries me, and as a counselor that to get back into the NFL, you have to come to terms with what you did and your the necessity to, you know, filter that through your mind, body, heart, soul. And he's not doing that. And that's the one thing, you know, he has 11 games. If he doesn't do this counseling part, he's not going to play. You can't just blow that off. That's why judges, that's why people ask for stuff like that, because they want to make sure. Does that mean that he is his ultimate thing is he's going to believe that and it's all going to be? No, but you can't come out and say the stuff you're saying and say that you're rehabilitated and you understand why you had to go through what you just went through. It's part of the punishment. And it didn't look like him and the Haslams were much into thinking that they had to do anything. And I think they are dead wrong and they're going to have to do something about that. So maybe that he is at least understanding that he has to go through counseling. Because this wasn't a victimless crime or victimless anything. I don't even care if it was it's not a victimless mistake. I don't care what you want to call it. You can call it whatever, but it wasn't. There are victims. And the victims are not the Cleveland Brown football fans who want the Cleveland Browns to win football games. Those aren't the victims. And we have to understand that. And I think that's part of the rehabilitation that he needs to go through. What we're going to get ready to go through is we're going to talk some minor league baseball. We're going to talk some major league baseball. We're going to see if one of the rising stars in the Chicago Cubs organization is going to be doing some iCubs stuff. We'll talk to Randy Weyhofer once again. Randy Weyhofer, Iowa Cubs, VP, Assistant GM, live on the phone, coming up right after this break. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Randy Weyhofer and I, right after this break.